This is Amanda LaPlante, and you're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. I'm here today with Kristen Brokaw, and Kristen is the founder of SLIM, St. Louis Institute of Integrated Medicine. She's also a nutraceuticals representative, yes, with Orthomolecular. Yes. Yeah, fantastic products. So, welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. This is so nifty to be on a radio show.
Well, I'm excited to have you on the radio show because, and I guess this is where we'll start, right? We're going to get into SLIM and orthomolecular. Boy, that is a mouthful, isn't it? You say that every day, several times a day.
Very difficult.
Yeah, it's like Peter Piper picked a peck, right?
Yes.
But we're going to get into what a nutraceutical is and all kinds of great things. But first, I want to start with, you know, you have a very impactful story. And as you know, I came to this because of my story. One of the best things about this show, I think, is the opportunity to share the stories behind some of the professionals that are in this field. Would you tell us what happened to you back in 2005 that set you on this course?
Right. I was heading down Highway 44, going 60 miles an hour, when out of nowhere, a white truck slams into me, throws me up onto two wheels, and I slam back down onto the highway facing the opposite direction I was headed. And like anybody would, I go see my doctor, but I just remember thinking, like, I can't believe I survived that. And
yeah, what was that experience? I've never been through anything like that.
Oh, your life, they do say it flashes in front of your eyes very quickly. And I just remember thinking 1,000 different thoughts as I was being thrown up onto two wheels. But I looked at the car and I thought, I can't believe that I'm alive. And when I went to see my doctor, he said, oh, soft tissue damage. You'll be fine in no time. And I wasn't. So when I went back to him for answers and he didn't have any other than antidepressants, or I could just complain to him for the rest of my life, which is actually what he said, you know, and every day it felt like,
hold on.
Yeah, that is the truth.
Can we just honor? Okay, what now?
My boyfriend was actually in the room with me at the time. And I do remember him, the doctor said, well, you know, we could do more cortisone shots, you could get on antidepressants, or you could complain to me like so many of my patients do about their pain. And I was a college athlete, so I didn't have, you know, if I had a headache, it was probably because I drank too much. I mean, never really had any problems. But every day it felt like I had a vice grip on the back of my head. I remember that. And I felt like that for at least a year until I found a holistic doctor, Dr. Feldman. He's amazing. And he looked at me caringly, put his hand on my arm and said, you'll get better. And I did. I was so inspired. That's why 12 years ago, I sought out orthomolecular products and getting to work now with the best people on the planet, which are healthcare practitioners. And, you know, I absolutely love what I do, selling nutraceuticals. And I also, after that first year, saw that there was a need for doctors to collaborate. And that's why I developed SLIM, because thinking like how I was the year prior, not having any answers, I thought, I got to develop a directory so that people like me have resources to find people like Dr. Feldman.
Thank you for that. You know, with what I went through, very much kind of in the same kind of situation, right? Going from doctor to doctor to doctor and really being given no hope. And when I found Dr. Christina Robbins, it's really kind of hilarious. We were at a dinner party having a glass of wine. And, you know, she's like, so you look different than you did last year. I see her once a year. And, you know, we started talking and I found out what she did. And I found out about integrative medicine, functional medicine. And it was a mind-blowing concept. You know, just to think that you could go in and see a doctor and have them actually listen for an extended period of time, ask really deep, involved questions and try to get to the root of something to heal it, rather than just to medicate the symptoms. And like your doctor had said, you know, come and complain. Sure, no problem. I'll take your copay.
Right. I want to just make a point, though.
Please do.
I feel for that physician.
Totally.
That's not his fault.
No.
I believe. And I love doctors. They're my children. I don't have kids. They're my babies. I tell them that all the time. And that's my mission now, is I'm out to give providers permission to be their best. Yeah. And the system is set up to to create his reaction to me.
100%. And I appreciate you for saying that. I've said that on previous episodes because I think it's important that we honor that most people, you know, they get into this with the right heart and they want to help.
100%.
And you can only do so much whenever you're working within a system that has the constraints that they have. And I have to have compassion and empathy and sympathy for that. So thank you for making that point. I think it's important.
Yeah. For anyone listening, being frustrated with your physician is, I get it. I mean, I get it. And you don't have to take it. And there's options. So going to SLIM, SLIIM.org is one great option. We have different specialties. However, having empathy for your provider would, you know, is good. And they can't know everything. They're not God, and they're doing the best they can. I truly believe that.
They're not God. You know, that's so I'm going to take a little tangent here, as I sometimes do here. So my grandfather, I grew up with a grandfather who had multiple autoimmune diseases like I do. And by age 41, he was a brick mason. And when he laid brick, it was like art to him. It was the most beautiful thing. And he lost his career, really lost a lot of who he was to his illnesses. And by the time that he was in his 40s, was pretty much confined to a chair. So I watched him sit through 20 years or so of medications and pain and failed surgeries and all kinds of things. And, you know, all of his doctors really tried to do the best that they could. We lived in a small town, so we knew the doctor that he saw very well. And he was a wonderful human being with a huge amount of compassion. But he was working within a system and with tools that really weren't working to get to the bottom of what my grandfather was dealing with. And I remember in college, you know, I set out 20 some odd years ago to be in media. And as part of my freshman intro to journalism, I had to go and interview a family member. And I chose to interview my grandfather. And so I walked into the living room there where his familiar chair was, and he was sitting in it as always. It was really kind of a constant in my childhood growing up that I always knew Grandpa was going to be there. Never knew how I was going to be feeling that day, but he always had a smile. And I remember sitting there and interviewing him, and I said, "What was the one thing that you've learned in your life? Probably the most important lesson that you've learned." And he said that doctors are just people. They're not gods.
Yeah.
And that stuck with me forever. Anyway, interesting that you said that because it just took me back.
Well, and I mean, since we were on this tangent, that patients do need to understand there is a huge responsibility, like 100% of the responsibility is on them. And the onus that the patient needs to take, because it's your disease,
right?
You do the research, and you will have to change something. And it's probably going to be your diet. It's probably going to be addressing your stress. It's probably going to be changing your environment. And if you're not willing to do that, then you're going to have to just, I guess, play the game. I don't know.
Yeah.
And well, I know you and I could go off forever.
Oh, totally. And I love that. You know, and it's just, I love that there are physicians out there, though, that are starting to really be proactive in talking about the importance of nutrition. You know, for instance, looking back at his diseases, I know that if we could have removed gluten from his diet and, you know, taken away the sweet tea that he drank all day long, it would have helped the inflammatory conditions. But no one ever talked to him about that, right? You know, and now this is in the 80s and early 90s, so we can't, you know, here or there. But yeah, there's so much that we can do to affect our genetic expression and affect our condition. And we have to be our own advocates as well, because, you know, as Dr. Joshua Swamidas, MD, PhD, works in laboratory and genomic science at Washington University, was here a few weeks ago, and we were talking, and he said, you know, another important thing to point out is, you know, like with my case, I was a classic case of somebody that fell through the cracks and was on too many medications and not really, you know, the doctors weren't able to communicate with each other effectively. So that's one of the things that he and his team at WashU are trying to solve for in the system that we currently work within. And, you know, he said, you're the only person that's going to be at every appointment, you know, with every physician. And you have to really understand your case and keep your information together and advocate for yourself and help your practitioner. So anyway, again, we're going on tangents, but
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that message is given enough.
Right? It's important.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So we're gonna come back. We're reel back in. This is fun.
Yep.
All right. So you had the accident. You were driven by your experience with Dr. Feldman to want to be part of this field of functional and integrative medicine. tell us a little bit more about the field and your experience with working in this realm, what you've seen.
Well, like I said, after that first year of calling on doctors, I realized they don't know each other. They know of each other. They don't know each other. And they're asking a lot of the same questions. I should put them in a room. And that's what I did. 11, going on now 12 years ago, I just decided to put them in a room. And then that's how we started to have our dinner meetings. And we meet quarterly. And they love the collaboration. So any integrative medicine doctors listening out there, or even if you're not and you want to dip your toe in, that's a safe space for doctors to have resources and to collaborate. Then after that first few meetings, I realized we need to get this message out to the public. In the first 3 years, we had symposiums on inflammation and hormones and aging gracefully. I mean, we had 3 years of these symposiums, and that was a lot of work and a ton of impact. And it really did get the word out about SLIM. And then so I just want to say that's kind of how that began, is like they just really need to know each other. What I get to do is go into a physician's office and say, okay, what are you seeing? What tools are you using? A lot of times they don't have proper tools to do education. That's something that my company offers as well. But I'm really helping doctors take the right product and match it up with the right patient, because a great product given to the wrong patient does nothing. And in getting to work at Orthomolecular, the best nutraceutical company on the planet, is a blessing too, because they're super committed to, you know, efficacy and integrity in the product. And, you know, there's lots of other companies like ours out there. So using a professional brand, there's a difference between what you get at a professional brand versus the health food store.
Truth.
Or Dollar General or something.
Oh, yeah, right. Truth. Yeah, so talk about, so for people that may be listening to this and haven't been exposed to kind of that functional perspective, right, where it's like, yeah, nutrition matters and supplementation can really make a difference. Speak to that a bit.
Well, I'm going to go back a step and say, when you think about specialties in medicine, you've got a cardiologist, you've got a gastroenterologist, you've got an endocrinologist, any ologist, right? The list can go on and on. As we just said, they're not all necessarily talking to each other or whatever, but a functional medicine doctor understands that they're all related. You're not like a car where if my starter goes out, I just go in and I get a new starter. So they try to treat the body like that, like, okay, you have an issue with your heart, you go see a cardiologist. Oh, but I also have diabetes, doctor. Well, that's the endocrine system. You go see your endocrinologist for that. I don't address that type thing. And a functional medicine doctor says, I get that this is a system. Your body's a system that really, you know, we talk a lot about the gut. Well, we really need to be saying brain, because your brain is what runs the
all
show.
Connected. Yeah, sure.
And you're going to actually start hearing that more and more, because I'm in with the researchers, right? Like, this is what I do. And when you think gut, when you think immune, you really need to be thinking brain. So
Say more words.
Say more words.
Say more words about that.
Well, I have a doctor, Dr. Twyman, who is an expert at this. But
he's a friend of the show. I love Dr. Twyman.
He's my peeps.
He's one of my doctors.
Okay.
Fantastic.
As he should be.
As he should be.
Fabulous. But there's so much that goes on with our circadian rhythms, and that is the brain, right? So with light, there's so many diseases that are manifested, you know, as say a cardiovascular disease, and of which he's a cardiologist, right? But what's the one thing he's telling his patients to do? Watch your light. Start tuning into the natural biorhythms of our body. Because if I was to like live in this room, which has, you know, really no windows to the outside world, I would naturally get tired tonight at about 10 o'clock. And I would naturally wake up tomorrow about, I don't know, 7, whenever the sun rises. And even if I never saw the sun again, I would do that. I'm not going to obviously, you know, get out of sync with that. So what we're doing, though, as humans, is we're not going outdoors. We're not seeing light first thing in the morning, which says to the body, hello, wake up. It's daytime. Let's produce these, you know, genetic expressions. Let's take out the trash kind of thing. That's what actually happens at night. But take out the trash, meaning like from your body.
Right.
And at night, we're turning on our bright lights. it's tech, you know, if we were, we really should be having things dimmer, getting off the blue light. So that definitely is brain. And then that's going to screw up things downstream, like your gut and your immune system. And that's just a very surface way of explaining it. But you will, I promise you, you know, start hearing way more about brain, brain, brain. It's not that the gut isn't important at all. I'm not, by no means am I saying that, but we'd be amazed at what we could do to our body if we just started tuning into those natural biorhythms, that many things would probably start to dissipate.
I am working on that myself. Having seen Dr. Twyman and then talked with Dr. Robbins and some other functional doctors that are fantastic about these concepts, my hormones are jacked. Like they're just off.
Right.
And I'm working now. So, you know, the gut, we're doing okay. Autoimmune stuff's in remission. For the most part, it is strep season, and one of mine gets flared up right about now. But anyway, all things being as they are, I'm really trying to work toward fixing my hormones now. And so there's a lot that I am starting to learn about what you've just said and how important it really, really is. And I know Dr. Twyman, when I go in, I've sent several of my clients to him, and they go in, they're like, okay, so what's with the glasses?
Yep. He's a nip. I mean, I wear them.
I've ordered some as well. I'm going to start doing that. I was a little slow to come around to it. I just kind of kept putting it off. And then I started really thinking about it. I'm like, okay, this makes a lot of sense.
So what she's saying is the glasses is there's these amber colored glasses that you can wear in the evening to block blue light if you're looking at your technology. Technically, you shouldn't even be looking at your technology, right?
Truth, yeah.
And then they even have darker ones to really almost, you know, you're really blocking things out. So the amber ones are good for like later in the day. And then evening, I would do the dark, super dark ones. And then the other thing, you know, I would bring up is the time restricted eating is another concept that you're going to start hearing a lot about where, or maybe, you know, people sometimes call it intermittent fasting, where you're picking. I mean, the research is showing that they gave these two sets of mice the same amount of calories in a day, but the one set could eat whenever they wanted and the other could only eat within 8 hours. What do you think happened to the ones that ate whenever they wanted?
Yeah, not good things.
They did. In 12 weeks, they became obese and started to develop disease states.
Right.
The ones that could eat the same amount of calories within 8 hours stayed trim and didn't develop disease processes. Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting. And isn't it, it just, what I notice the more that I look at these concepts that are emerging, and it's kind of a what is old is new again kind of thing, right? But really just we've gotten too disconnected from nature and from the natural cycles that people had lived by for thousands and thousands of years. You know, food wasn't something that you could just walk into the store and buy or that was just in your cupboard necessarily. It was a process, right, to go out and gather food, have it, prepare it. And it was, people understood and appreciated the work that it took, right, to get all of that together. So anyway, our modern society has gotten completely disconnected from the way that man lived for many, many, many years. And it's causing a lot of issues for us.
And you couldn't necessarily afford to turn your lights on in the evening because it would be expensive.
Even candles. You know, I used to volunteer at a place down the road here. It was Sappington House in Crestwood years ago when I was taking some time off of work to do some serious healing. I wanted to get out and just do something in the community to give back. And so I started volunteering there. Now, this is a house that was built, it was 1805. Promise I knew these things when I was a tour guide.
Right.
But, you know, and so they really take you back to that era and what it was like. And yeah, I mean, they have these wonderful little spinning, spiraling things that you'd put the candles in, right? These little holders. And you would just barely twist it because you could only afford to burn so much wax at a time. Things like that. You really got a sense of how people used to live. Definitely not like now.
Right. I do actually start using candles now that Twyman has been in my life.
Do you?
Yeah, around the house. And I've got all of my lights in the evening. They're red lights. You know, it looks like a submarine in the house.
Oh, yeah. Some great research on red light therapy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But it is a game changer. And then when I go into my refrigerator and I open it up and that insanely stark blue light is just, and I'm like, oh, so.
Yeah. Oh, well, I had a conversation with my son yesterday. You know, he's like, I had a really hard time falling asleep last night. And I said, what were you doing before you went to sleep? Well, I got my phone out. Okay. So explaining that concept, and I worry about this next generation that's coming up.
If
they
I think
get this message.
I think we're just as bad. You
sure.
know, I mean, the older people as well. So that we could, but yes, put your phones down, put your glasses on, and chill with some candles. There
you
go.
Yeah. I love a meditation with some candles at night. It's good. All right. So let's pull it back in. All right. So tell me more about, you know, just your, I guess what you do with Orthomolecular and the nutraceuticals and just tell me a little bit more about the company.
Well, we've been, this is our 30th year. I have worked for the company now. This is going on my 13th year. So like I said, I do work for the best nutraceutical company on the planet. Mm-hmm. There are many different nutraceutical companies out there. Again, we're in the professional grade, you know, like, you know, just only working with medical professionals. But the difference, I would say, with our company than even some of my competitors is we're very much based in, well, for sure, the science, but not being a marketing company, because there's so much that goes on out there, right? That like, oh, but if you have this fish oil with this other thing in it, then that makes this happen. And then this fish oil with, you know, so there's like these lot of like designer products out there. Don't get me wrong. We have amazing formulas, but what we're not doing is just trying to market and stay really in our lane and lean and effective. So all about efficacy versus flash. And that's absolutely what I love about the company. So like we make, honestly, it's just like Steve Jobs, how he thought of Apple. Do you know how many different products they have? Not many. So when he left as CEO, and then when he came back, they went from having a few products to 200, and I believe the number's like 49 or 79. And then he said, that's it. He got rid of like 239 of them. And so they've got like the iPad and the iTouch and just not many SKUs, but what you do well. And that's exactly how Orthomolecular is. So we have about 190 SKUs where some of my competitors have 500. And yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, okay. And let me ask you this too. So you started talking about kind of designer products and some of the new things that are out there. So I've got two questions that came to mind. One, do you have anything that addresses for SNPs? So like DNA-based nutrition products.
Like a methylated.
Correct.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. And then going one step beyond that, there are some companies out there that are endeavoring to create products that are specifically designed for one single person based on their SNPs. Have you seen these?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the research is still very new on that, and that's not something that we do. So I'm not going to sit here and say one way or the other.
Sure.
I know what I would love. I hope that more research comes out in that, because if it was really well known, then I know a lot more people would be doing that. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to throw something out there that's kind of so turmeric. I love turmeric. You should be taking turmeric. Turmeric's fabulous. Have you ever heard, you should be taking turmeric with pepper?
Yes.
Yes, you've heard that, right?
Totally.
Okay. Show me the data.
Yeah.
Show me the data. Like, if I asked you, and we've had over 10 years to prove it, but that's something you know, right? So there's just these things, like, this industry does need to self-scrutinize. And so what ends up happening is, like, I don't know if you've ever read the book 100th Monkey, like, it reaches critical mass. So enough people have said it, then it becomes gospel. And then we go, where's the data? Oh, yeah, there, we can't find any. So there's not that there's anything wrong with putting the deal with pepper is why we would never use that is it actually opens up it increases bioavailability, but it increases bioavailability for toxins too.
Oh.
And they've shown that turmeric actually has its better mechanism of action when it actually interfaces with the microbiome. So if you're increasing the bioavailability and just having it shoot right through, when really it kind of needs to sit there. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
So there's a lot of hype. That's what I'm trying to tell you, is like the marketing that happens in this industry, because things become sexy. You just have to be careful. How can you be careful? We have Tom Williams, our PhD, and he's the best. So
that's fantastic. Well, thank you for that. That was brand new information for me.
Yeah.
I love that. All right. Well, Kristen Brokaw, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you on the very, you know, the various different levels that they would want to reach out.
I run Slim. Mm-hmm. So Slim, S-L-I-M. IIM.org is where you can have the directory of providers. Providers can see when there's the next dinner, which is only able to be attended by medical professionals. But as a patient, you have the resources. You get to see who's, you know, do they take insurance? Do they not take insurance? What's their specialty? So using that as a great resource. If you are a medical professional, that's an easy way to find me is through that directory. And then I have a Facebook page, you know, Kristen Brokaw, you can find me there. But you can reach out to me on my cell, 314-378-8295, and, you know, text me or ask me any questions. And but orthomolecularproducts.com is our website for the nutraceutical company. And I think that probably covers it.
I think that about
I'm not that
it.
Interesting. Yeah. You know, I think that's probably the two best places you'd want to go.
All right. Well, and I would disagree with the statement that you're not that interesting, but it has been fantastic having you on. Thank you.
I appreciate it. You're great at this, and this is so fun.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Yeah, I appreciate you. All right. Well, this has been Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. To reach out to me, find me online at amandalaplante.com or on facebook.com/Get Real to Heal, and listen to back episodes on soundcloud.com/Get Real to Heal. Have a great day.